Hello. Welcome to Road Rage Radio. If you didn't catch it by that kind of messed up robot voice there, he did in fact say Road Rage Radio. Well, let's get the show on the way. This is the radio show that talks about everything road rage related. I'm your host, P. This show is brought to you by PlateRage.com. I'm sure most of you have been there because that's probably how you came across this podcast. But if you haven't, you should check out www.platerage.com. It's an online forum for venting road rage and for all news and media that's road rage related. It seems that road rage is a hot topic these days, whether you're in Australia or New Zealand or the US of A or up here in Canada. So yeah, we decided we'd start tackling some of the road rage issues on a radio show. We'll try and host this thing probably bi-monthly, but don't hold me to that. I think we'll focus on reading through some good road rage posts, looking at some road rage in the news, and maybe even listen to a few people who've called in their road rage and just talk about that. Maybe basically anything road rage goes in this radio show. So let's get started here. Okay, well, I'm going to start with a news article that I just came across today. Kind of caught me off guard. I mean, the headline is "Man Beaten with Hammer in Road Rage Attack." Soon as I saw that, just crazy. I can't believe something like that was going on out there. But here's the article. A man has suffered a suspected fractured spine after attacked with a hammer in Sydney's West. This is Sydney, Australia, by the way. Around 4 o'clock yesterday morning, an altercation broke out between two drivers stopped at the intersection of the Great Western Highway and the Northern Road at St. Mary's. Both cars then continued to a nearby service station. The 18-year-old Holden driver was told police the passenger has told police the passenger of the Suzuki got out armed with a hammer and hit him over the head. The young driver was also punched and has suffered cuts, abrasions, a broken nose, and a possible fractured spine. The police are now on the manhunt for three people inside the Suzuki, two men and a woman. Wow, getting hit over the head with a hammer. I bet that's something you don't expect when you go out for a drive, is to have somebody come up to you and hit you over the head with a hammer. That one's an unfortunate story, so I'll try to lighten it up here. Here's a different article I found. This one's, I guess it's bicycle rage. It's not quite road rage, but this one's for all you bicycle or cyclists out there. This one's from the US. Some man, apparently, has been digging holes on a park bicycle trail in Southern California as payback for nearly being run down by a cyclist. So I guess this would be considered pedestrian rage, I guess. Warren John Wilson, 52, faces a single felony count of vandalism, Police Sergeant Linda King said. King said nearly 50 holes measuring 30 centimeters by 60 centimeters had been found since June along a trail at Laguna Lake Park, and some cases had been made to hide them from cyclists. She said riders went over their handlebars after hitting the holes. Detectives watching the trails questioned Wilson, who said he had nearly been run over by a mountain bike rider and began digging the holes in retaliation. Wow, watch out for that guy. Okay, I got a final article here. I just came across. This time, someone still chose to use a weapon in their road rage attack, but it wasn't a hammer. It looked like it was a steaming cup of coffee. Bethlehem teenager had to be treated for burns after she was doused with scalding coffee during a road rage incident early yesterday morning. Crystal Calixco, 19, was a passenger of a car driven by Danielle Mulholland, 18, of Bethlehem, just after 4 p.m. at Linden Street and East Union Boulevard, according to a report filed by City Police. According to the report, it says, as the two women waited at a red light, a brown Cadillac exited the Wawa convenience store lot, stopping just short of hitting their car. When Mulholland hit the horn, naturally, as I think most of us do in that case, the man in the Cadillac exited the car and the two got into an argument. When the man reached in the window and pushed Mulholland's face, Mulholland pushed back. That's when the man threw a hot cup of coffee through the passenger window behind the driver's seat, hitting Glitzko in the face. You're reading this and you're the individual involved in this article. I'm sorry for massacring your name here, but anyways, moving on. The man then went around to the passenger side, and when a second passenger, Monica, refused to roll down the window, He punched a dent into the car door and left. Kalsko was treated at St. Luke's Hospital for burns to her face, head, and neck. I guess police are still following leads to find the unidentified driver of the Cadillac. So if you have a lead, you could call in or find us. It was on themorningcall.com. So that would be useful to find that guy. But once again, a case where just honking the horn or letting somebody know they're in your way turns kind of vicious and kind of violent. Okay, enough of road rage in the news. That happens to all the other people, right? Let's listen to some actual road rage events or road rage rages that have been submitted by users to platerage.com. We have a few people who call in, or might read one or two of the better ones off the site too. So if you're someone out there with a little rage or want to get something off your chest, submit it and post on our website or call in, and we might broadcast it on our podcast here for everybody to hear what you have to say. Anyways, let's turn to the phone here and take a listen to one of the road rages.
Black Chevy Avio car, rage meter, a good 4.5. All I have to say is learn how to merge onto the Pitt River Bridge, you stupid bitch. Holy sh**. I'm driving a huge van. It's my turn to merge. You can let me in. You try and shove me off into the median. You're a stupid dumbass who shouldn't have got her license. It's a good thing you have a new little car, because if it was anything bigger than that, you'd be dead by now. So, yeah, watch out, people out there driving work trucks, because little bitch little cars will piss you off every damn day. And if you are one of them, you know what I'm talking about. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Yeah, those little cars, I guess, they just get in there and won't let anybody else in. They're so used to just sneaking in everywhere or fitting in everywhere that they just aren't courteous enough to let anyone else. And thanks for that rage. Kept me busy trying to hit that bleep button there. I guess we are sort of trying to keep this thing clean, at least for the first while here, so we'll keep the swears off. And, anyways, let's go to the next rage here.
A dark, silvery color Mazda Protege, and he's just in a hurry, in and out, dangerously in and out of traffic. So I would just sort of say, if you see him, I mean, he's on people's butts. If you see him coming, pull off to the side, because he's more than aggressive. And I'd say his rage is probably a good 10. But, and we're all going, we're going over it. Speed limit's 80, I'm going 90, and so is the rest of them. But he's trying to go faster.
Once again, another great rage there. Sounds like the guy driving the silver car, though, has more rage, and he should be the one venting. Anyways, once again, we're just a new podcast here, so we don't have too much content for you on our first show, but we'll have lots more for you on the second show. If you're listening right now and you think, oh, I got a great rage, or even just general comments, log into www.platerage.com, post a comment, maybe it'll get on next week's radio show, or I guess I said bi-monthly, so a couple weeks from now. Or even if you come across some road rage and you're driving, give us a call at 1-877-331-RAGE and let us hear your road rage or your road rage thought of the day. Alternatively, if you have a good joke or something too for this show, send it in to info@platerage.com. Anyways, let's check out... I had some road rages from the last week here that I enjoyed reading on the front page. First one's just a general comment one that's kind of funny but kind of true. This one's just a Ontario plate to none. Just so everyone that lives in Canada but seems to forget how to drive as soon as there's an inch of snow on the ground. Gas pedal is on the right, people. You're not going to die doing the limit. I say this because of the brake-happy drivers this morning at 7:30 going 40 in a 70 zone. You know who you are. Well, I guess you guys do know who you are. But yeah, that's the problem. I guess we have up north here where there's snow on the ground. People sometimes forget how to drive, or forget that they either go either way too fast or way too slow, it seems. Let's see this. There's some comments, too. First one is, haha, this is so true. I live in Vancouver. And when it snows, things get really messy here. Which is fine, because usually everyone gets the day off. At least Rage. Then one farther down is talking about quite the opposite, though. Another person commented and said, "Figured you guys up there would get used to more snow and be better at driving at it. I get a kick out of watching yuppies try and drive FCVs in the snow like those friggin' things are supposed to drive themselves. Hello!" Lots of exclamation marks. Paddle and manual if you got it on low gear. And bring an anchor and chain out, because it ain't gonna stop on ice just because you paid $60,000 for it. This goes the same for them penis enhancing 4x4 pickups too. So I guess people have conflicting views when there's snow on the ground how you should drive. I say you just drive safe. Alright, here's a specific rage that I quite liked. It's actually kind of a dangerous one. It's a user in Vancouver, British Columbia. Their rage goes, "This crazy person was passing another vehicle on Spurling on Friday afternoon as I was picking my kids up from school. He entered the school zone at a very high speed, and my kids and I were using the crosswalk. He had to slam on his brakes, almost lost control in order not to hit us. Then he had the nerve to start screaming at us and giving me the finger. My kids were in shock, and I had no words to say. Luckily, I got his license plate, and as he barely managed to stop in front of us. Get this person off the roads, he will kill somebody." That one was a full 5 out of 5 middle finger rage, so, I mean, that's a warranted 5 out of 5 finger rage. At least when he got out and gave you the finger, he didn't get out and hit you with a hammer and dump scalding hot coffee on you. That's a good rage. Speaking of good rage, I came across this funny, aggressive road rage video online just last week here. It was blown up in popularity on some of the video websites out there. You can check it out while you're listening here. It's at platerage.blogspot.com, our blog. It's basically some kid that's sitting in the back of his dad's minivan, and he's got lucky enough to have a video camcorder and caught the whole thing on act. Some guy in a hoodie is standing beside the driver's side door yelling at the dad. I don't know what he did. Cut him off, or one of them cut somebody off, or who knows. But he leans in the window and finally punches the dad, and the dad gets out of his car and sort of kicks his ass. And then top it all off, there's a cop there, and the cop grabs this guy in the hoodie and slams him on the front of the car and gets his hands in cuffs behind his back. So that guy lost for once, the guy who actually took his road rage to the physical level. Road rage can be healthy, getting it off your chest or venting and yelling or something, but as soon as you get physical, that's when it's not a good thing. I probably didn't describe it too well, so go check it out on the blog there. Once again, it was platerage.blogspot.com. Well, that about pretty much wraps it up for this show. We didn't have too much content as we're just getting started here, and it's first foray into online radio, as I said. So send in your rages. We'll get to more next week. We'll also get to how to avoid, first of all, road rage, I guess, and how to avoid aggressive driving, which can cause road rage. As well as a bunch of other fun stuff. Anyways, hope you all have a good day. Stress-free day, road rage-free day. For anyone who's listening on the commute. And I'll leave you with a little road rage joke I came across here. It's not the greatest, but so I encourage people to send in more road rage related jokes or stories. So this woman is driving, and she comes, I guess she meets a man driving head on, and she leans out her window and she yells, "Pig!" The man leans out his window just as she's passing by, gives her the bird, and yells back, "Bitch!" And just as he turns back, he runs smack dab into a pig in the middle of the road. That's good stuff. Well, once again, I'm your host, P. I'm signing off here. Check out our sponsor, www.platerage.com. Send us your feedback, info@platerage.com. Road Rage Radio.